This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is this right? Did I see this correct, Todd? Is this? I must be. I know you cleaned my glasses here. Something must be wrong. There's a Heidi Heitkamp listening session plan. Did I see that correct? On tax reform, two of them.
Listening to whom?
Is that actually? Come on, is that happening? I see how this. Yeah, this is where you call them a listening session. But then you invite people that are there, and you have them in very small places, and it's not really a listening session. But since she's offering to listen, I think...
Does it say she's listening, or is it a listening session can mean you sit there and listen?
Heitkamp will hold a listening session on tax reform.
Right.
With small business leaders in Fargo to hear directly about concerns and challenges they have with the current tax system, and find ways to improve it. Small businesses make up 96% of North Dakota employers. We know that already. A tax code that meets the needs of these entrepreneurs will help to make sure they have a fair chance at getting their businesses up and running. We know that already.
But who's listening is my question.
Well, it says she's hosting it, so it has to be her, doesn't it?
No.
It doesn't? She,
just because I host something doesn't mean... You know, well, if I host a football party, I'm not playing football.
My only thing is you can't call it a listening session if you aren't listening to anybody that wants to have something to say. Okay.
Well, maybe you're supposed to be the one listening.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So I'm hosting a listening session and you listen to me. That's I'm not saying that's what's going on, but I mean, it could be that way.
Todd's even more cynical than me, ladies and gentlemen. Let the record reflect that he's got this.
Something is called, whoever's hosting it, is called a listening session, doesn't mean they are the ones listening. That's not defined in the release, is the point.
I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt that she'll be there listening. I think the plan is to listen to a handful of hand-picked folks, and for one, this is the Friday. This is at the Fargo-Moorhead Development Corporation. They're at 51 Broadway, Suite 500, so they probably got a conference room there, right? But again, this is, in my mind, a perfect opportunity for you to go to these events. She says she wants to listen on tax reform, and she does not hold town hall meetings. She does not hold events where the general public can come in and have a conversation with her. Perfect opportunity, in my mind, since she is offering to listen on tax reform for you, if you are in Fargo, to go there at 8:45 a.m. on Friday at the Fargo-Moorhead Development Corporation.
No, this is a listening session and not a hearing session. There's a difference between listening and being heard.
Thank you for that. Yeah, there is. And then on Friday afternoon in Grand Forks at 2:15, there is listening session on tax reform in Grand Forks at Development Homes, 3880 South Columbia Road. That's at 2:15. Okay? So mark that on your calendars. We'll mention that a few more times and make sure that you know about it. Again, she's saying there are listening sessions on tax reform. She is giving us the address to give to you, and I would take advantage of that if I were you. Without question. Very, very, you know, wonderful opportunity since she doesn't seem to want to listen to our fine listeners. Although somebody sent me an interview that she did with a radio station in New York City, Todd. Now, why in the world you wouldn't want to go on, radio stations in Bismarck and Fargo and Tioga and
well,
Dickinson.
North Dakota, we're going on the air in New York City. Okay. All right.
But every time we ask, we're too busy. No time on the schedule. But there's time for New York City. Maybe there's more donors there. Do you think that's the deal? I don't know. That must be the deal.
Because there are no constituents in Fargo, in Bismarck, in Dickinson, in Tioga. But there are in New York City. Well, that can't be it. So what is it then?
Folks, only get a little worked up about this because of you. I really do. I just think when you say you're something and have press releases to say you're doing something and trying to create a persona, and then you are so absolutely hostile to the largest radio talk show audience in North Dakota that some would probably say, well, yeah, that's because it's conservative. Well, welcome to North Dakota. All we are is a microcosm of the greater...
Check the map.
Right. I mean, we...
Check the Trump poll.
I would argue this program just... And these stations just represent a very strong slice of how people believe in North Dakota. And she knows that. There's nothing out of the ordinary there. But when you take time for New York City stations and don't have time for this, it's just wrong. It's wrong. Public servants don't do that. And we're going to call it out here. So I just think it needs to be done. Anyway, sorry, I just saw that right before the show, and I just my eyes were blinking. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. So what's on your mind today? Is it Donald Trump's speech? Is it this hate crime in Fargo? You've been following the hate crime in Fargo, Todd? You've been reporting on this? You probably are all up to speed on it. Yeah, you know all about it. Yeah. Now, first of all, I hate very few things, and I hate no one. But I do hate the term hate crime, because to me, I don't know. Just in case you haven't heard this story, you have someone that believes his neighbor, who he got into an altercation with, I guess a verbal altercation, kind of a conversation about the fact that he didn't like that he was Muslim and didn't like his religion, and then a day later, there is dog doo-doo all over his car, okay, spread all over his seats. And he is now saying, and all these groups are ramping up to say, this is a hate crime. Here's why I don't like a hate crime. First of all, we don't know how this happened. He's connecting the dots, and I guess we're now supposed to believe that isn't quite enough for me. We'll let law enforcement do that. But say they find out that's in fact the case, that this neighbor who didn't like this guy because of his religion, because of his race, decided to take some dog doo-doo, spread it all over his car seats. You know, what an awful, horrible, terrible, unneighborly thing to do. You could say hateful thing, whatever. But, okay, let's take a look at the crime recently where this mother was murdered and her baby was removed from her. Did anybody call that a hate crime? I didn't hear it called a hate crime anywhere.
Well, I did, but...
You did hear that called a hate crime?
No, I did call it a hate crime.
You called it that. Yeah, I mean, my point is crime...
No, the media pretty much has not. Nobody's called it a hate crime. You're right.
My only point is that's... So, okay, dog doo-doo on car seats is a hate crime, but ripping a baby from the mother's womb and murdering the mother isn't? I mean, this is insane. That level of crime, no matter who the victim is and the color of the perpetrator and the victim and anything else, it's just dumb. It's just to make us feel better. It's like taking statues down. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. None. I don't need, hyphenated crime. And right on cue, the race baiters are at it. They love this stuff. They love this. This is how they live. The Council on American Islamic Relations, who pretty much think anybody that is not of the Islamic faith in America is, hateful and awful and a racist, right? Now calling for an investigation into this. Wants state and federal law enforcement authorities to investigate a vandalism of... My favorite is this story, the WCCO story I'm reading on this says, authorities to investigate a vandalism of a car as a possible hate crime. Like the car did it now. Anyway, on Monday, a Somali-American Muslim discovered his car had been broken into. Animal feces had been spread inside. Both seats in front of the car had feces on them. This is definitely a break-in and an attempt and really to create fear. This is what the guy from CARE says. Now, he's down in Minnesota, some cushy, non-profit gig. And he says, look, both seats in the car had feces on them. It's definitely a break-in and an attempt to intimidate. Could be a complete idiot. You don't know that. It could be what they say, but my point is he doesn't know.
Well, he very determined it wasn't his. I mean, how do we know, right?
stirring the pot already. I mean, again, it could be some idiot. I would imagine there are a lot of white people that have had dog doo-doo wiped on their car seats before. It's stupid. I don't condone it. It's ridiculous, but it happens. Those don't make the newspaper. He says the victim reported having an altercation with a neighbor who made racial and religiously derogatory remarks. It does fall in line with what's been happening across the country. There we go. See, there we go. Right there. Now we have a narrative fulfilled. Check the box. We got a story in North Dakota. Let's find the next one in South Dakota. That's what they live to do. Live to do. Anyway, I don't know. What do you want to call that? What should we call that? You have a better name for it? What do you make of this story? Tell me what you think of Donald Trump and that speech last night. You know how I know, yesterday afternoon rather, you know how I know it was good? First of all, a lot of people that wouldn't be typical Trump fans in the foreign policy community are saying good things about it. But how I know it's really good is the Trump haters are just beside themselves. They're just, their eyeballs are popping out. They can't take it. Kevin and Cavalier, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Oh, boy.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a soybean cyst nematode soil testing program again this year, free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Each farmer can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Soil testing bags from NDSU Extension must be used for the testing. Contact your local county agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Our nation uses about 800 million gallons of petroleum and petroleum products every day. We use this energy to heat our homes, fuel our cars and airplanes, and provide the feedstock for our nation's manufacturing and agriculture industries. It's in our clothes and shoes, cell phones, computers, makeup, contact lenses, even medicines and life-saving medical devices. Where does it come from? 2.5 million miles of pipeline transport this energy across the country. This is the most environmentally sensitive, safest, and least expensive way to transport the energy we need. At Energy Transfer Partners, our more than 10,000 employees monitor and manage a nationwide network of pipelines built to last, with American materials, American workers, and American ingenuity, bringing energy to families like yours. Visit EnergyTransfer.com to learn more.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The Iran deal was one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the United States has ever entered into. Frankly, that deal is an embarrassment to the United States, and I don't think you've heard the last of it. Believe me.
Believe me. I love it when he says believe me. And I also love when he calls the Iran deal what it is, horrible. And speaking of Heidi Heitkamp, by the way, she voted for it. She owns it. Now Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, is talking about what they're doing with their nuclear program. We gave them billions of dollars in cash. They're now competing against our oil and gas company, North Dakota Oil and Gas. Folks, bad, bad deal. I'm glad they're calling it out the way they are. Bottom of this hour, you're going to hear a conversation we recorded yesterday with a fellow by the name of Kelsey Warren. Kelsey Warren is becoming a bit of a household name in North Dakota now, after the Dakota Access Pipeline, because he's been doing a campaign, which is basically just reaching out to North Dakotans to say, we appreciate you. We thank you. And we're with you now. And, of course, the lawsuit is really standing up for North Dakotans. And everything that everybody put up with for the better part of a year with the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Now, Kelsey Warren would probably be, I mean, I don't know. He's very successful. Okay, he's a $100 billion company, personal wealth well into the billions. You know, among the top single digits most successful Americans. And probably the most notable pipeliner. All right, the building. And the Dakota Access Pipeline itself is pretty incredible. So we sit down again and just talk a little bit about North Dakota and also a little update on the lawsuit. Also, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour with the Talk Radio Town Hall. We have a special guest in the Talk Radio Town Hall, former Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania, who has been very instrumental in this latest effort to repeal or replace Obamacare. It's a great story, actually. We'll have him tell it. He went to get a haircut, ends up in the same spot at the Capitol Barbershop as Lindsey Graham. They strike up a conversation, and all of a sudden, Rick Santorum's talking to governors about how to do this, and House and Senate members, and now they're within a few votes. So this is coming along very nicely. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA. My gosh, I stopped at the Valley City location last night amid that crazy downpour. And, by the way, bumped into some fine listeners to the program. Thank you for that. Shout out to those folks that said hi. And I cannot even believe that store. It is you've not been to a convenience store, travel stop like that. It's just very well done, very well done. And the deli and everything. I mean, the hot stuff, personal pan pizzas that were right there, and the cookies that are fabulous, that 4 for $4 deal all day, every day now at the Valley City location, and just a beautiful store. Stop and see it. And all the specials inside, of course, outside, pumps you own. Remember that. And my other favorite part, they connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Let's get to Kevin in Cavalier and a boatload of texts here. Telephone number to weigh in on any of our topics this morning, 258-0550, the local 701 number. You can text me, 367-2054, or Todd at 226-8503. But remember, priority goes to our callers, so call us, 800-228-0550. Kevin, go ahead.
Yeah, Senator Heitkamp. I called her office here, her bought to go in there yesterday, you know, they had the recess, and asked her if she's doing any town halls or anything. And the person of her staff said, that she was, you can look on the internet or whatever. I said, did she ever do any interviews on radio stations? And she said, well, she was on Joel Heitkamp's, apparently, deal the day before. And I think that's just like for her to go to a softball game. I don't think those questions are very hard there. So, but she did do one, but she doesn't come to where the real questions get asked of her. So, and as far as President Trump's speech, I thought that was a very good speech. I don't think he did anything wrong. I mean, we're a sovereign nation, and he pointed that out, and every other nation, as the United Nations, is a sovereign nation. So, but that's my comments anyway.
Well, thanks for calling. I think if more people did that, she'd finally realize she's going to have to do something in the way of actually having town halls. In other words, we will be at this place on this day from when to when, and you know, anybody's invited to come. That's a town hall. That's sort of like Congressman Cramer's Coffee with Cramers, you know. And, you know, organized opposition comes, as they did to Congressman Cramer's, and they scream and holler. It's just part of, you know, what you do. But the vast majority of people are real North Dakotans, not part of any activist group, and just want to be able to converse. So, and I think the longer you put it off, the more difficult it becomes when you do it. But I know this about you. I know this about you. You're smart enough to know, you know, some event on a calendar that looks like what they say it is versus the real deal. You're not, you know, and I think that's where Senator Heitkamp's in real trouble. I mean, she's losing by 20-plus points right now. I mean, you know, that's just, that's when Byron Dorgan said, you know, I think I want to spend more time with my family. That's really, really dangerous. And I don't know what changes over the next year. I mean, you can say you're, you know, having listening sessions when you're not. You can say, you know, you're bipartisan when you're not. But North Dakotans are smarter than that. That's my point. North Dakotans just get this. It's in your DNA. You know. All right, let's see here. So much time bashing Heidi, not enough on the so-called health care plan. I'm not trying to bash Heidi. I'm just trying to point out facts. And honestly, I think a radio show that did nothing but bash her would be boring. So, you know, I take the criticism. I didn't even plan to start with it today. When I saw the listening sessions, it's there. I will tell you this. We hear about it more than anything. So I think it's important to the listeners. On the health care plan, next hour, Congressman Kramer, as I mentioned, will be here. We're going to talk about it. And I take it if you're calling it the so-called health care plan, that you're probably not one to support an effort to repeal and replace Obamacare. That's fine. That's okay. Call in. Let's have a conversation about what you love about Obamacare. I can't find anybody that loves it, but if you do, call us. Please enlighten us as to what you think is so wonderful about it. You guys are thinking too small about Heidi, says another texter. She is bucking for a cabinet seat when the next Democrat gets in. Well, first of all, that's assuming President Trump doesn't win re-election or run for re-election. That assumes a Democrat wins. That's ancient history. That's 2020. That's a long time from now. I don't know. I don't think that's what's I think that's what's motivating her. I don't. Texter, here is a hate crime for you. We had a neighbor in our neighborhood that continued to let his dog poop. Can we say that word, Todd? Is that on our acceptable list of words here? In everyone's yard, even after showing video of his dog, asking nicely for a month, nothing. So three of us collected the dog doo-doo, that's better, for a week out of our yards and deposited on his front steps. We are all Norwegian, and he is German, so I guess I'm guilty of a hate crime. I love that. By the way, his dog does his business in his own yard. All right. Now, I assume. That must be the fix. He didn't say that, but it just ends with, what does Chris have to say? Last time one of these hate crime things happened, it was found out to be someone within the Muslim community trying to cause problems. Also happens days after articles come out about trying to convince people that North Dakota needs hate crime laws, as well as hate speech laws. A little convenient in my mind. Something stinks, and it isn't the car.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
New York City. There's no other city like it anywhere in the world. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon, host of What's on Your Mind. My wife, Maria, and I are again hosting a trip to New York City with you, our fine listeners. We've done this for several years, and we love it, showing you the sights of New York City, because really, there's something for everyone. Broadway shows, like Phantom of the Opera. Do you know that's the longest-running musical ever? It's an incredible show. Great story. There's a brand-new one that's hot right now. Beautiful. The Carole King musical. You got to see that. Radio City's Christmas Spectacular, featuring the Rockettes. That's just pure entertainment. We'll go to the 9/11 Memorial and Museum to observe that somber place where the attack on our soil happened. Plus, we'll go to the top of the all-new One World Observatory and see that all-new view from what used to be One World Trade Center. Good restaurant dining and so much fun. Will you join us? GroupTravelPlanners.com has the details. GroupTravelPlanners.com or call Jason 952-898-3478.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Thompson and Sons, among our fine sponsor, the Little Plumber. They've been around a long time. Of course, started as a, you know, Bismarck Mandan trusted source for plumbing and heating and air conditioning. And now they are doing work all across the state. They are managing many, many buildings, saving the owners a lot of money. Mechanical heating and cooling systems of more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. Commercial operations now in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, and Minot, in addition to Bismarck. HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com to find out more. All right. Let me bring to the program someone that I had a chance to sit down with yesterday and converse a little bit about. This is one of the more successful people in the entire oil and gas industry, certainly top pipeliner in the country. Energy Transfer Partners, the company behind the Dakota Access Pipeline. The chairman is Kelsey Warren. He spent a fair amount of time in North Dakota since that pipeline, meeting with folks. We had St. Anthony not long ago, met with the ranchers down there yesterday, meeting with members of the business community at the University of Mary, as well as and legislators, and continuing to connect with folks and so talk with him a little bit about how his relationship with North Dakota is going. Kelsey, welcome back.
Well, and as I said to a group of business leaders today, if there's a silver lining, and it's hard to find on the Dakota Access Pipeline, but one of the silver linings is getting to know the people from North Dakota, and it's been a just unbelievable experience. That it's as close to Texas as I've ever seen. Just the hardworking, honest, ethical nature that people conduct themselves with in the state is just nothing short of remarkable.
Most of the people that I have heard from on our radio show and that have you heard from today in the Business Leaders Roundtable sound as though they're, you know, like shareholders of your company because they're that you know, committed and also still mad over, you know, the disruptions that happened to the Dakota Access Pipeline. But you clearly have a few allies here. Do you sense that?
Oh, my goodness, yes. That we share a resolve that is it's wonderful to have people that share that. I've had comments today that people admire our courage, and I mean we don't live here. North Dakotans live here, and if there was anybody that had courage and resolve and character, it's North Dakotans.
You have been on the program before talking about the investment in a sizable legal endeavor against the opponents of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Earth Justice and Greenpeace and these other groups that are out there that have made it known that they were going to take on the pipeline. One of them even boasting that they knew they'd never stop the pipeline, but they were going to make you spend a lot of money trying to fight them. Hard to believe that you have to fight those kind of folks in this day and age like that. Give us an update. How do you sense that the lawsuit is going so far?
Well, it's going. And we are a lot smarter today than we were a month ago, and especially 6 months ago. We had strong suspicions. Many of those suspicions have been confirmed. And so we begin the process of the legal process that will go slow, but we're so committed to this, God, because these people must be accountable. There's that you can't do this, and industry's got to stand up. We got to quit being cowards. We got to quit running from confrontation because it may look bad. People have to step up, and we feel very, very good about this.
Why do you think that it hasn't happened? Why doesn't it happen? Why is it in the DNA of the industry not to fight?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know. I don't know. I know I can only operate the way I know to operate, and that is something that I have in me and my partnership has, and that is we recognize right and wrong. We think we have a very good sense of right and wrong, and we conduct ourselves always to the right. We know when people don't, and we stand up, and we're going to always do that. Why others don't, I don't know.
And so people understand, in addition to obviously what played out, you know, before our eyes here and the different efforts that happened to stop this and all the lies that were told, the bold-faced, flat-out lies about things that were happening that didn't happen, all the different games on Facebook and social media and all the ways that they spread their information. The network, the enterprise behind this is pretty extraordinary, and it cost a great deal of reputational damage to Energy Transfer Partners and, you know, relationships with your the finance companies and the banks and everything else. Explain that. What kind of damage did, you know, we know what we saw firsthand, we know what we heard, but, you know, the things that we don't even think of. What kind of damage has been done?
Well, a great deal of damage. Our unit price is still not recovered. It's still, of course, it's a great opportunity, actually, but it's not recovered, so we are selling equity at cheaper prices than we should. We had people leave our bank syndicate, and that's not good. Whenever you have lenders that say we can no longer lend to you because of these lies, we've had that. So yeah, we've been harmed. We've been harmed greatly, but we're strong and we're resilient and we'll go on. You know, Scott, but it's amazing to me. Think about it. If you and I were to have a company and we were to go say, hey, let's go make some things up to raise a lot of money, and we'll get rich. Doesn't have to be true. We'll just make these things up about this company we have, and everybody's going to want to buy it. Well, that's really what they did. They made up things, and they raised tens of millions of dollars. Where that went, our case is going to show. But that's what they did. And so why is it, Scott, that's so obviously wrong that you and I couldn't conduct ourselves that way without going to federal prison forever? Plus, we just know it's wrong. And yet, that happened in your state.
You know, and I also I can't help but think about, the other things like this that are happening. So, you know, there was the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, but there's been everything, even going back to Ferguson. More recently, obviously, St. Louis and Charlottesville. And, where groups are, sort of very nimble and able to go wherever there's a quote-unquote little protest, and somebody's pointing coins in that fountain, aren't they? They're putting a coin in the fountain, and these folks basically are saying, we'll take our nasty signs and our hate and our we'll go wherever and make a mob scene for TV. That's it. It's made for TV protests that are being funded by big players, right?
Absolutely. And, I feel so sorry for the parents that say, that's what my kid does for a living. But that's what we've got. It's an industry of being paid to go protest and disrupt.
Is the lawsuit having an impact from the sense of you've drawn a line in the sand to say we're not going to take this anymore, we're going to take this out? Are you seeing any byproduct of that in a positive way?
In from who? I'm sorry.
Once you filed the lawsuit,
yes,
people realize you're not afraid to go after these people. Is there been a residual where you see less of that activity in other places where you're located?
Absolutely. The answer is absolutely yes. What happened in this state was unprecedented. They followed us to other pipeline projects, but it's not nearly the numbers, not nearly the strength. We wised up to social media. We, as soon as we find lies on social media, we correct them as fast as possible. So it has diminished, and it's going to get even better. I mean, I got to tell you, Scott, if there's not some people that are scared, they will be soon, that this is growing arms and legs pretty quickly.
What kind of timeline do you see? Tell you, you know, you say, hey, we did our job. We invested a lot of money because this is a costly endeavor, obviously, in undertaking this lawsuit. But how long do you think before you have the final outcome?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not familiar with the North Dakota court system and how that works. If it were to occur in Texas, it might be a good year before we would actually get court dates and meaningful discovery would take place. I would expect North Dakota to be a little bit faster than that.
Back up to the whole vision of this project. This project was bold from the get-go, right? And North Dakota got to a point where almost every week there was a pipeline announced. So you really did one pipeline to, you know, another pipeline to somebody that's not in the industry. But for folks that are not in the industry, describe the boldness of your project.
Amazing. I'm so proud of our people. It started with a business development guy in our organization saying, what about this? Well, it was so ambitious. It's like saying, let's go climb Mount Everest and you're not even trained. You know, and it was, let's go build this 1,200 miles of pipeline from Patoka, Illinois to central of North Dakota, and let's take this away from the rail industry and we can move it cheaper. Well, that grew into the project that we're talking about today. And the second largest oil field in the United States, we have a pipeline to it, and we take it all the way to the Gulf Coast of Texas. And we did that from just the ground up and achieved it. And it's just a remarkable project. That's what kind of got lost here, is there's at least $3 a barrel more being received from North Dakota in oil than was being received before, because we're cheaper than rail. And we're doing it more efficiently. We're doing it cleaner. We're doing it more safely. We're doing everything better. And that's what got lost. And we all ought to be very proud.
Yeah, Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council is fond of saying, North Dakota Petroleum Council fond of saying, we wouldn't be adding rigs. We'd be holding even or losing rigs, but for the Dakota Access Pipeline, right? Just because of that price differential and what it made in getting the product to market in a very tough environment. So it's been a game changer, not to mention what's going into the coffers of state government, obviously.
Exactly. It's a wonderful project. And you know what's good, though? North Dakotans are proud of it, too. The business leaders I met with today, they're very proud of what we've done and what we've accomplished. They're proud of their state. They should be. So the good people get it. And then, unfortunately, there's not everybody's good, but most in North Dakota that I've met are.
Do you see a long-term relationship with North Dakota?
Yes, sir. Very, very much so. Not because we feel a duty as much. That it would be, say, we're partners. I mean, I love this state. These people are amazing. You've taken me around to some places that I wouldn't have seen. You've introduced me to people that I would have never met, and I want to be around them some more. So it's just it's something we want to do. We want to be partners with the state, and so just watch. We're going to do a good job.
Well, we enjoy the friendship very much, and certainly the investment and what it's done for our great state. But more importantly, just the friendship and the ways to help each other. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott.
Good to see you again. Kelsey Warren, chairman of Energy Transfer Partners, our guest on What's on Your Mind.
Do you hear the appreciation for North Dakotans in his voice? Can you hear that? You can't fake that. You really can't. That's either real or it's not. And that was very real. That's what I most like about that. And I love the fact that he loves meeting North Dakotans and wants to meet more. And, you know, there's some great stories out there. There's a really neat story that we're going to tell at some point. Last time he was here down at the St. Anthony Town Hall, folks came up and talked about a school project. And they were looking for a relatively small donation. He asked them how far they were to being completed with the project, and it was a long ways from the donation they were asking for him, so he said, why don't I just make up the difference? I mean, just a very generous, kind, and certainly a game-changing project for North Dakota as well, as far as the company is concerned, but a good individual as well. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Your calls welcome, 800-228-0550 after this. Don't go away.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey Solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Brothers are going to be at Hust Fest, you know. I like the Doobie Brothers.
I'll be there, too.
Yeah,
that's
me too.
That's a reason to show up, but I mean, you know.
Oh, it is. And what else? So, we're interviewing Richard Sturban on Monday. You know who he is, don't you? Richard Sturban is the oom-pompa-moom-pompa-mow-mow guy from the Oak Ridge Boys.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. One of those voices, everybody knows the voice, and hardly anybody knows who did it unless you're a big fan. So
now you
love
them.
Love them. Yeah. Love them. Exactly right. Don't forget, New York City, Christmas time, about as good as you can get. It really is. It just is fabulous. And we're getting a lot of calls from folks that say, hey, I want to go. They do have the details now at grouptravelplanners.com. All right, grouptravelplanners.com. Also, if you email grouptravelplanners@mail.com, grouptravelplanners@mail.com, that works as well. Exactly. New York City, Christmas time, and we're getting
I'm
coming
so
up.
I'm so jealous I can't go.
Trying to look at the calendar here. So what the heck is today? Today is the 20th, right?
And the 20th of September.
I think our deadline is October 3rd, which is a Tuesday. So we're like, you know, less than 2 weeks away. So if you've been thinking about it, you got to go. And what's not to like? Day one, we leave Monday, November 27th. We're going to go to Cat's Deli and do a little city tour. Check in at the beautiful Homewood Suites, Midtown Manhattan. You'll love that place. Fabulous free breakfast every morning. And then on Tuesday, we get up and tour. We go to Top of the Rock, Rockefeller Plaza, and walk around Fifth Avenue, Union Square Market. We get a guided tour of St. Patrick's Cathedral. It's America's church. That place is unbelievable. And the guided tour is kind of an exclusive deal. That night, a Live After Five cruise, where we literally go out and, you know, they have music and they have refreshments, as in, you know, beer and wine and soda and some good food. And you go out all the way around Manhattan Island. So you get to see all those iconic sights of New York City. It's pretty cool. Yeah, really nice. Fox and Friends on Wednesday morning. We actually go to the Fox and Friends set, which is pretty extraordinary. And see Steve Ducey and Brian Kilmeade and the whole crew. So it's a lot of fun. Ellis Island that day, too. Dinner at Carmine's. First of two Broadway shows, Phantom of the Opera. We're also doing Beautiful, the Carole King musical. We're doing Tavern on the Green for lunch in Central Park. We're doing Radio City Music Hall. You got a little Carole King for me? Thank you. Yeah. The Rockettes.
It's actually Alicia Keys, but that's right. Sure.
Christmas all the way. Anyway, come home on Saturday, December 2nd. So it's a lot to take in. I hope you do. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to really, really love it. We've taken people for the last 4 years. They all come back and say, I love it. They're good friends. The whole deal. So grouptravelplanners@mail.com or grouptravelplanners.com is the telephone number. Or you can call 952. You ready? 952. Here, jot this number down. Cut to the chase. 898-0008. 952-898-0008. Okay. Just want you to know. There's more Carole King. I guess that's a great musical. I just trust my wife on the musicals. She just knows. And she always does it like sort of a classic one that you got to go, and then also one of the newer ones that are getting all the buzz. She loves giving tours, so it's a lot of fun. Texter asked on our interview with Kelsey Warren, are there any other companies helping financially with the lawsuit? It's a good question. I don't know that I've asked that, but I don't think so. I honestly don't think so. I think it's all them. And by the way, the first time I think I met Kelsey, he said, what do you think of the idea of us taking legal action against some of these groups? Do you think that'd be a good idea, a bad idea? Just I'm curious, you followed this closely, what do you think? I said, absolutely. You have to. You have to for your sake, for other companies' sake, for the rule of law sake. This cannot be allowed to stand. Again, people that say, hey, let's go out and lie about somebody and get a lot of money, can't be allowed to operate. And he said, do you know that everybody around me thinks that's a bad idea? But I agree with you. So I think this is not exactly, you know, it's going to cost a lot of money. They don't have any expectation of getting money back. They're just trying to expose the truth. Really glad they're doing it. Texter says, Clinton goes on Stephen Colbert, is flabbergasted by our President Trump calling the Korean loser Rocket Man
which is a fitting name. And yet last Sunday morning, she called our president a creep while promoting her book.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting.
She packed my bags last night. Flying.
Sorry,
you're having fun today, aren't you?
Yeah. I just had to do that. Sorry about that.
I'm Christian, and this is a texture. I'm Christian, and most people know. So when beer bottles are thrown in my yard, is that a hate crime? Most pranks are just that. People acting stupid. By the way, Trump knocked it out of the park. Your comments on Heitkamp are hilarious. Well, I didn't mean to be funny. I was just telling the truth. You want to hear hilarious, you've got to hear the actual interview that she did with somebody in New York City who couldn't even pronounce her name. Like, what's your name again? I mean, why do interviews in New York City with people that don't know your name? Come talk to people that do know your name. Want to share their thoughts. Yeah, my thought. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away, friend.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stindrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.